great sign hath appeared in the heavens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Great doings these days in heaven and on earth. In heaven, we see Our Lady going up into glory. She is clothed with the sun. The moon does not obscure her, but is at her feet, and at her head, a crown of 12 stars. She goes up into heaven, and yet she is still so busy here on earth. For the Almighty hath directed her to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies. She has much unfinished business here upon earth. These are busy days. Did you make it to the rosary procession for the 13th Sunday evening? The three children weren't able to attend August 13th, the scheduled apparition. They didn't make it to the Holy Day Mass for the Assumption either. But they had a good excuse. They had been kidnapped by some unworthy communist administrator. Some 12,000 people did show up at the Cova at noon on the 13th, and they were indignant when word came that the children were seen being carried off in the carriage of that communist and a Freemason to boot, who had taken the children away to try to pressure them to reveal the secret and to make them be quiet about Our Lady's apparition. Our Lady came. She came and she waited a little bit at noon, as she said she would. She stayed long enough to head off a riot. The same thing happened today, only this time it was the father of Francisco and Jacinta, T. Marto, he was known, Uncle Marto, the thinker, everybody called him in a familiar kind of a way. He made a point to head off a riot as well. These have been busy days since the 13th. You know, but it all depends on who writes the headlines you're reading and thinking about. Arturo Santos, they called him the tinker, a man of no particular education or background, as many an apparatchik before and after him, he made his way through the ranks of the Freemasons. And that's how he got his power to persecute the children and the church in Fatima of his day. He became the county administrator, and he's the one who took the little children away. He tricked them into his carriage. The first place they were taken to, of all things, was to the rectory. Father Ferreira, it seems, was in cahoots with the administrator, or at least he was so cowed and fearful that he wanted it all just to go away. So Lucia was brought in, the little child, and she was harangued by the priest. She was accused of being a liar. She was threatened with going to hell. But all of this she had heard before from her own mother. Her mother was a very, very strict woman. She drilled her children perfectly in their knowledge of the catechism, but at the least sign of any disobedience, and the worst of all was to tell even a very small lie, she would beat her children. Lucia was beaten with a broom many times and accused of being a liar, but nothing changed what she knew to be true. Well, after it didn't work with the priest, why then the administrator took the children out to his house in the country. His wife treated them kindly and fixed them something to eat. They were allowed to play a little with her own children. Then there were long interrogations. He tried to trick them, offered them gold coins and a gold chain. He was not successful. The next day, they were taken to the county prison, put in with the other prisoners, interrogated again, and told that unless they told the secret, everybody wants to know the secret of Fatima, the good, the bad, and the curious. Nobody's particularly interested, however, in knowing the message of Fatima. Why, that's something else again, you see. So there they were in the prison, the three children were. Jacinta was a little down because that she had been told with the others that they would be boiled in oil, and she didn't mind that, but she was sad at the thought of not seeing her dear mother again. So they tried to cheer her up, the prisoners did. They were good-hearted men. Common crimes had brought them to the jail. One of them had a concertina, which is like a little accordion, a very small accordion, and he started to play, and Jacinta knew how to dance the fandango. So there she was, dancing the fandango in prison, just on the other side, as far as she knew, of being boiled in oil because of her loyalty to the Mother of God. Pretty soon she was whirling in the air, and they were all having a very good time. When she came to herself, Jacinta did, and she took a medal that she had been wearing around her neck and put it up on a nail in the wall, and they knelt down, the children did. It was time for them to say the rosary. The men reluctantly fell in with the rosary, one by one. One man, however, kept his hat on. Francisco eyed him and said, "You take your hat off when you pray." And the man angrily threw it on the floor. Francisco picked it up and put it on the bench. He had learned from his father an important lesson. His father used to say, "I'm the kind of a man that wants everything to be in good order." Well, they all finished the rosary, and some prison guard came to take the first child for the final interrogation. And as far as they knew, sure martyrdom. Of course, the children were just taken to the next room, one by one. How happy they were to be reunited at the end, to know that their ordeal was over, at least for the time being. The night came, they spent the night in prison, and the communist administrator, this Arturo Santos, he took them back to the town square of Fatima just after the mass had concluded. There was a very joyful reunion. It was a good thing the children arrived where they did, because there was another riot that was fixing to happen at that time because of the communists and what they were doing to those children. People weren't going to take it. And T. Marto gave a little speech. He said, "It's all a matter of faith. God has allowed this to happen." And seeing that his words were having not too much of an effect, he agreed to the administrator's invitation to go first to the rectory and then to the inn across the way and to have a glass of wine, just by means of diffusing the situation. Because Almighty God, like T. Marto, doesn't want anything to be out of its own proper order. Meanwhile, on the 13th, when the crowd, some 12,000, realized that the children weren't coming and someone started a rumor that they were seen being carried off in the opposite direction, there was a serious mob in the making. This too was not pleasing to Almighty God. All of a sudden, there was an immensely strong thunderclap, and no one knew where it came from. Then after that thunderclap, a moment of blinding light, and then quiet, and one little cloud, small and silky. Think of the cloud of Mount Carmel, seen by the prophet Elias. One little cloud came from the east and settled right over the holm oak, as it had been done before, and stayed there for a couple of minutes. Well, now no one was talking about anything except they were praying and they were watching. Nobody said anything. It was Our Lady. She was waiting for the children. How polite this mother is, and how good. When the children didn't come, the cloud raised itself slowly and departed again back towards the east. Meanwhile, everyone that was there noticed this incredible phenomenon of the colors. Each leaf on each tree there in the cova seemed to be a separate flower of a separate color. And they themselves were turned into all different beautiful and bright colors. It was a miracle that was given to everyone who was there that day, a little reward, as it were, from Our Lady for their fidelity and their patience and their sense of peace. Our Lady will return on her cloud. Man never gets the last word. And the wrath of man, remember, worketh not the justice of God. She is assumed into heaven, and there, if you look, you can see that sun, which will not hurt your earthly eyes, but fill them with wonder and consolation and just the kind of strength you need. She will not leave her children a prey to hell here upon earth. She is the victress in all of God's battles. And this story, the story, is not over yet, because she has still been directed to the cutting off of the head of the prince of God's enemies. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.